Perek of Erev in Mishnah Zayin. We continue the halachas of Erev Chatzeves. Ta'achem Ashutim Shoy Oichlam Al Shulchan Avim V'Yishenem Bezer Sehem. We have brothers that are living in a chater, and the father lives there, and the mother lives in one house, and there's some married children that also live there. So the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush that even though and they are getting food from their mother, since they are eating in their own house, the bottom line is like this. In respect to how do we define a dwelling area in respect to Hilchos Erevin, we say that the place where you eat, that is your place. So if they'd all be eating in one common lunchroom or dining room or their meals, even though they sleep in other places, they don't need an Erev. But if each one's eating independently, then since they are sleeping in different houses, they need an Erev. So once again, even if they're living and sleeping in other houses, but all they're eating is in one house, they don't need an Erev Chatzeres. Now, in the case that they're getting the food from one source, but they're eating in their separate houses, we said that each one is a separate entity in respect to Erev, then it's not completely like that, because there is still some connection between them since they are getting their food from one source. So in this case, we say like this, that if there's nobody else, they're the only members of the chatzer, so they're still considered one unit. But if there are other people that have no shaykh to them, and there's also this father and his children, each one in separate houses, which each one's eating in his own house, even though they're getting their food from the father's house, since we already introduced the outsider to this shutzis over here, if they're making the Erev in the house of the outsider, each one has to contribute his chelik in the Erev. There's still another chiddush lekula, that even in this case, if the Erev will be made in the house of the father, then the second person that's not part of the mishpacha has to contribute to the Erev, but the other ones do not. So they're considered partially connected to the father, partially not connected to the father. By the way, these things, one can ask a shayla if he goes to hotels and the like, there's a room for discussion. Do we treat a hotel as a situation that everybody's eating in the dining room over there, and therefore they don't need Erev Chatzeres? Or do we say no, since some people are in the rooms, it's considered separate entities and they would need Erev Chatzeres? Now, if Vana says non-Jews over there, we have the problem of making Erev with a non-Jew, or not making one with them. And as we said, in the case of these brothers that were each one in his own house, and they were getting the food from the father, since they're not eating in the father's house, they have to contribute to the Erev. And one of them did not put his part into the Erev, he could be mevatel his reshus, like we learned before, that he could negate your reshus, and the ones that remain combined in their Erev will be mutter to carry out from their house to the chuk. Emotai, that which we say they consider separate entities, as I already spoke about before, this is when the Erev is being brought to somebody else's house, a third or fourth party outside of the family, then each member of the family who's living in a different house has to bring a part of the Erev. If the Erev was coming to the house of this family, the second thing we mentioned before, that it's only this family in the chater, then ain't shrisim oret, since they don't need an Erev, since, like we said before, there is some type of connection between the family. There's a type of connection that if they're only ones here, we look at it as all the houses are united. But if anyway we have to make an Erev because of other people, then the Erev is not going to be put in one of these houses, it will be put in that other person's house, then each house of this family has to contribute independently to the Erev.